As I pulled into the driveway, I couldn't help but feel the pounding in my chest start to hammer loudly. We'd never met. And yet, here I was about to knock on the door of a person I knew like the back of my hand. Hell, I knew more about this person than some of my own family. And they knew me just as much. It's weird how, in this day and age, we can connect and post and share our lives to millions of people all around the world without so much as leaving our chair. Even more weird that in doing so allows us to share emotions and genuine connections with people on a human level. This was one of those such connections. Thousands of miles across countries and oceans, and yet, here was a person that knew everything about me, that I presented myself to like an open book. Over years of calls and countless messages, they became someone I could rely on, someone I truly cared about. And now here I was, still sat on the driveway listening to the thumping of my heart and the subtle sound of music from my car stereo, attempting to somehow calm my nerves and work through that anxious feeling residing in the pit of my stomach. It felt somewhat odd to look at that house and think, on the other side of that door was not only a friend, but a stranger. An uncertainty, an unknown, while at the same time, familiarity, a comfort. It's a strange feeling placing that mutual trust on someone you don't have a chance of meeting in real life. An even stranger feeling knowing that in a moment's time, you'd be meeting for the first time. Night after night of calls till stupid o'clock in the morning. Days spent binging Netflix or movies to our heart's content. Or simply just texting throughout the day. Documenting our daily lives in order to give each other a glimpse of what life is like thousands of miles apart and what it would be like if they were there with you. Helping each other through personal drama or simply being there while you vent to one another over the phone to get whatever stresses you off your chest. Each pushing the other to do things they would otherwise shy away from. Or keeping them from doing things that would otherwise be harmful. But there's only so much you can do over the World Wide Web. I swallowed and raised my hand to the car door. I slung my rucksack over my shoulder, and with the other, I pushed the door ajar, stepping out onto the hot concrete of the driveway of a stranger. Before approaching the door of my friend. And I knocked.